this is your first time listening to the show, expect lots of bass-heavy music. You can find me here every Friday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9 if you're on the dial, or CITR.ca. And if you can't catch the whole episode, check out the website for the full recorded version. Another big DMB tune coming from NetSky. That one's signed to Hospital Records. Gotta love the synths in that one. Lots of fast-paced drum programming. Absolutely incredible vibes. Loving it. Make sure to check out more of NetSky if you've never heard of him before. He's a key player in the drum and bass scene right now. He's making music unlike anything else. Wow. Once again, that one's called Give and Take. Now we're going to keep up with the drum and bass, keep things fast, get you ready for your Friday night, wherever that may take you. But if you don't have any plans, have no fear. A fantastic resource to find out any event that's bass-driven within Vancouver. Check out the website, shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com. They have a day-by-day, month-by-month breakdown of all the events in the city, regardless of crew, regardless of venue. Once again, shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com. And like I said, we're keeping with the fast-paced drum and bass flavors. This is a brand new one off Exit Records. You might recognize Exit Records from the newest Dub Physics tune that's been burning holes in every dance floor. Absolutely crazy. This one is up there as well as far as the tribal influence, the kind of reggae tone. This one is by Amit, featuring Rani on the vocals. It's called You Look Better Dead. Not sure how I feel about that track title, but the tune speaks for itself. Here we go. You Look Better Dead. lots of minimal vibes, lots of dark kind of garagey influences in there. I would love to see that played out in a dark room and deep in the basement of some underground space. I don't know. Once again, that tune is called You Look Better Dead, featuring the vocal talents of Rainey, originally done by Amit. Make sure to check out that brand new release on Exit Records. Two vocal tunes on that four-track EP. It's worth some time. Exit Records, if you're unfamiliar, familiarize yourself. Sorry about that. Got a little excited. We're moving on to one of my favorite remixes of 2011. It's remixed by Castle, who's also headlining Shambhala at the Rock Pit stage. This is originally done by Blue Marten, who is a self-made drum and bass producer. And I realize that a lot of producers are self-made, but I say self-made because all of his tunes are independently released, i.e. he has his own label. Anyways, this tune, it's originally done by Blue Marten. It's called Nobody. Nobody Here. This is the Castle remix. Castle with a K. And a fun little tidbit about Castle. He just started up a brand new label as of last week. It's called Cymbals, as in like crash cymbals on a drum kit. Anyways, look forward to forthcoming business on that one. Cymbals recordings, including Jake Roberts, Edmonton resident, going to be signed to that one. Very excited. Once again, this one's called Nobody Here. Once again, that's a Castle on the remix. Castle on the remix, originally done by Blue Marten. That tune is called Nobody Here. And I might have confused you guys earlier when I was saying Castle just started up his own label. His label is called Cymbals, as in hieroglyphic cymbals rather than drum kit cymbals. Two different cymbals there. Nonetheless, that tune is incredible. You should check out more of Castle stuff, K-A-S-T-L-E. Because he's on fire right now with his new label. Tons of forthcoming business. He kind of represents this synthy future R&B kind of style. Big things, big things. Stay with the synthy kind of garagey flavors here. This is a brand new one brought to you by Swindle and Silky, both amazing producers that I played on the show before. This one is more of an electronica kind of vibey. Well, it's summertime music. This one's called Unlimited by Silky and Swindle. Absolutely love those airy synths. Once again, Swindle and Silky come together in a collaboration to create that tune entitled Unlimited. Make sure to check out the B-side to that release. You can find that on Butters Records. Silky has been on a production rampage. He just had a few releases out on Digital Mystics label Deep Medi. And Swindle, always a pleasure, has also some releases on Deep Medi. Wow, this tune. We are going to take a short break, though, so stay with us. We got to pay the bills. You're listening to The Basement.
Calling all BC short film makers. The third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
2012 Grammy Award winners Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Center for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale at ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from
Wow. So, to get you guys over those amazing, depressing PSAs, we're going to get into some original glitch hop. This is some forthcoming business from EPROM, or EPROM, depending on who you are. Based out of California, this is off of his newest album, set to be released, I believe, mid-June, on Rwina, R-W-I-N-A Records, based out of Belgium, I believe. Anyways, this tune is called Regis Chilbin. Wow. Those weird bleeps and blops is brought to you by EPROM. Those ones are called, or rather, that tune is called Regis Chilbin. Looking forward to that album. It's a little weird. It's a little far out. I almost think EPROM thinks we're dumb or something. He's making this stupid music for us. Anyways, really, really excited for that. Representing the West Coast vibes. He is the future? Question mark? Okay, we're going to move right along here. I got a brand new one from a favorite triple threat of mine, originally from Vancouver, currently residing in San Francisco. She calls herself Alicia. Once upon a time, she was a member of the Integrated Grime Unit based out of here in Vancouver. Now, since she's relocated, she's been producing up a frenzy. With releases on Moody Music, Daily City, Dub Police, and the list goes on. She is a triple threat in the sense that she is a DJ, she is a producer, and she is a singer. And this tune exemplifies all of those. This one is called When the Bass Drops.
Show different faces that we know, and we're never truly real, and we never learn to grow. Can we learn to pick our battles when we're trying to reach the top? Can we go back to the pop before the bass drops? If we started to combine all our forces would align, we'd be perfect fitting pieces in the puzzles of our kind. If we learn to pick our battles when we're trying to reach the top, we'll be living like the moment when the bass drops. Days are growing long and time is cracking. Got to see things through. Things don't always gel so perfectly.
you're just joining us now, you're currently listening to The Basement. I'm here until 10:30 tonight playing everything bass heavy, whether it be dubstep, glitch hop, drum and bass, UK funky, ghetto funk, the works. If you can't catch the whole episode, make sure to find me at CITR.ca for the full episode recordings, as well as all of your favorite shows on CITR. Once again, CITR.ca. You missed it. That tune was called When the Bass Drops by Vancouver-born Alicia and IQ from New York City. Great collaboration there. If you want to check out the release, Alicia actually does a remix of the original. So check that one out. It's a unique little twist. Not so much a vocal emphasized tune. She really makes it about the glitch hop in that remix. And we're bumping it up a little bit into some Zed's Dead action. Zed's Dead, based out of Toronto, Canada, definitely making their mark in the dubstep scene around the world. This tune, called Rumble in the Jungle, was released on Mad Decent. In that one, Zed's Dead, based out of Ontario, specifically Toronto, Canada. The infamous duo is destroying dubstep. Make sure to check out their SoundCloud.com/Zed's Dead, Z-E-D-S, Dead. Lots of free downloads available there. Definitely worth some time. They will be on any bill, any massive festival, guaranteed. You hit this summer, they're everywhere. Zed's Dead. And we're keeping with the bounce, keeping with the groovy, funky flavors, except we're moving to the UK. This is a recent collaboration, coming together of FOMO and Rack and Ruin. They're independently known as Rack and Ruin and FOMO, but together they're known as Gorgon City, and this is an epic tune. This one is called The Truth, featuring Janae on the vocals. Excellent tune, lots of bounce, perfect for any party. Gorgon City. Lines right there. You can definitely depict each individual producer's styles. Once again, that one is by Gorgon City, and Gorgon City consists of FOMO and Rack and Ruin, who I was trying to explain earlier and kind of failed there. Once again, the tune is called The Truth, featuring Janae on the vocals. It's available for free download if you dig the tune. SoundCloud.com/Gorgon-City. And remember, if you guys have any questions, comments, contributions, by all means, call us here in the station. We got a little posse hanging out. 604-822-CITR. 604-822-2487. And we're going to go into a little deep house kind of vibes. You're really going to like this one. Forthcoming on Disclosure's next EP called The Face, this tune is called Boiling, featuring Sinead Harnett. Tune, really heartfelt one, a little on the deeper housey vibes there. Not usually my flavor, but it's good to be diverse. If you didn't catch the track name, it's called Boiling, featuring Sinead Harnett on the vocals, and that's by Disclosure. Make sure to search up Disclosure. They actually just did a mix for DJ Meg that is really, really, really solid. It's just a solid, groovy, summery, flowing mix. Make sure to check it out. Once again, Disclosure. And starting up is a brand new release by Justin Martin, who's out of California, USA. This is a remix he did by Goldie of Goldie's tune Chemistry. And Justin Martin, if you're unfamiliar, is co-founder of Dirty Bird Records, based out of California as well. Dirty Bird Records, infamously known for their Claude Von Stroke productions. They really project this techie, bass-heavy techno sound, I guess, with a little bit of funky influence there. Great drum programming, great diversity and arrangement, lots of original and unique flavors in this one. Once again, Justin Martin, a name that you will forever recognize. If you want to find out more about this release and Justin Martin's latest album, make sure to search Ghettos and Gardens on Google. It'll turn up and you'll just be blown away with the quality of tunage this guy produces. And this is definitely one for the subs, so be sure to make sure your lows are low.
Thank you.
tune finishing up is a Justin Martin remix that you can find on his latest album, Ghettos and Gardens. That one was put out by Dirty Bird Records, representing the West Coast flavors. Definitely some unique styles in that one. Originally done by Goldie, that tune is called Chemistry. Justin Martin on the remix. I don't know if you guys are planning to check out Bass Coast Music Fest, but Justin Martin and his brother Christian Martin will be present, laying it down, as I'm sure, as sure as anything. Anyways, we're going to take a short break here at CITR 101.9. The Basement will return.
Thursday nights, Chocolate Milk is going to be serving up some classic house and indie dance realness with some retro 80s, 90s dance and hip-hop at the Shine Nightclub on 365 Water Street with DJs G-Love, Jay Douglas, DJ T, and CITR's very own David Love Jones, host of African Rhythms. Cover is $5 and doors open at 10.
Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
And starting up is a brand new one by Dub Physics, who I was talking about earlier, making his mark with Exit Records, this kind of reggae, kind of down-tempo, minimal drum and bass style-y. Anyways, this one is called Never Been, and it's featuring Fox on the vocals. You're really going to dig this, so turn it up.
Could never be like us. No bother me because go tell them fast if he a chose. Guy if them no watch us, no I go be no force. Just I go be us creeping up 8 boss. Another sound crush, another pile of dust. Another sight of us ninja gang and chose. They wanna be like us, but nana and a plus. No from them manna and no no we fly the banner up. They wanna be like us, could never be like us. No bother me because go tell them fast if he a chose. Guy if them no watch us, no I go be no force. Just I go be us creeping up, hey boss. Another sound push, another pile of dust. Another sight of us ninja gun and dust. They wanna be like us, but nana and a plus. No from them manna and no no we fly the banner up. They wanna be like us, could never be like us. No bother make me cause go tell them fast if we are just. Can keep them no watch us, no I go be no force. Just I go be us creeping up, hey boss. Another sound push, another pile of dust. Another sight of us ninja gun and dust. They wanna be like us, but nano and a plus. No from them manna and no no we fly the banner up. They wanna be like us, could never be like us. No bother make me cause go tell them fast if we are just. Can keep them no watch us, no I go be no force. Just I go be us creepy no aid boss. Wanna be like ghosts, but
Nana and a plus. No from the manna and no move like the banner. Oh, they wanna be like us, could never be like us. No bother make me cause go tell him fast if he a just. Cause if them no adjust, no I go be no folks. Just I go be us creepy, no hey push. Another sound crush, another pile of dust. Another sight of us ninja gun and trust. They wanna be like us, but nana and a plus. No from the manna and no move like the banner. Oh, they wanna be like us, could never be like us. No bother make me cause go tell him fast if he a just. Cause if them no adjust, no I go be no folks. Just I go be us creepy, no hey.
That drum programming is absolutely fantastic. Love the arrangement, love the diversity in just the sounds he's put together there. And of course, we have Fox on the vocals. Great MCs, definitely bringing in that kind of reggae vibe. And one last time, that's off of Exit Records, making big, big things, especially Dub Physics. Dub Physics. P-H-I-Z-I-X. Super special there. If you're just joining us right now, you're tuned in either online at CITR.ca or in the dial 101.9. You got it locked in. This show is called The Basement. You can find me here every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 p.m. And we're going to keep with the tribal-esque quick pace tempos here. We're going to move it back to Canada. Starting up is probably one of the top five greatest drum and bass exports of Canada. He calls himself Marcus Visionary, also from Toronto. This is a brand new tune he's done. More of the dubstep-y kind of influence, but drum and bass nonetheless. This is called Love Me. We'll be right back. You guys out there that have been with me since 9 o'clock, we got 30 minutes left and lots to cover. Later in the show, I got some deep dubby West Coast styles from Grenier, Salva, Max Ulis. Then we're gonna move it into some funky action, some Nick Thayer, some Funk Hunters, and maybe finish it off with some Glitch Hop. Okay, we're going to carry on with the Canadian vibes, except we're going to move west. Starting up is a Vancouverite, calls himself Max Ulis, brother to Self Evident and member of the Lyda crew. This is a remix he's done for Ivy Jane. Finishing up is a West Coast remix done by Max Ulis of Ivy Jane. This one is called Oh So, also featuring a Tal Mala remix. This one is put out by King Deluxe, based out of Alberta, Canada. That was a deep one, and we're not going to change the mood, except we're going to move down back to the West Coast, California. This is a fresh release by Grenier, who is formerly known as DJ G and Salva. We'll be right back. Now that one is called Forest Floor, and you can find that one on Salva's label, Fright Night. Once again, that is a Grenier and Salva collaboration. Very excited for their forthcoming business. If you couldn't catch the whole episode, CITR.ca is where you gotta go. All the shows are listed, as well as full recordings of all your favorite episodes, so make sure to visit CITR.ca. I will kind of say a PSA right now about the next few songs. Might not be suitable for young children. This is a fresh release off of Skrillex's label. This is the Nick Thayer remix of a Sub Focus tune called Falling Down. Features the vocal talents of Kenzie May. Very, very good tune. Lots of Moomba flavors. Make sure to turn it up. On Skrillex's label, OWSLA. Nick Thayer also put out an album maybe 3 months ago on the same label, doing the same kind of business. So if you're feeling this kind of electro, dubstep, Moomba crossover big business, make sure to check out his latest album. Nick Thayer, everybody. The original of this tune was done by Sub Focus, who you're probably more familiar with doing drum and bass. Well, he just recently released a EP as well on Ram Records, Andy C, and Shimon's label. Make sure to check that one out. It's called Out of the Blue, with a really, really big room electro remix done by Laidback Luke, and a great deep house remix by XXY. Sub Focus, drum and bass. The two are synonyms for each other, really. And we're going to bring it back home to the West Coast. Neon Steve is starting up with his remix of King Kong. This one was put out on Diesel Boy's Subhuman imprint, which if you're familiar with Diesel Boy and his label at all, you'll know that it's a recipe for disaster. Well, Neon Steve makes it right. This remix of Bear and Datsik really funkifies dubstep. By Neon Steve, originally from Vancouver Island. He will be everywhere this summer, not only at Shambhala, Loki Music Fest, and I'm sure lots more. If you dig these flavors, he has lots of free downloads available. SoundCloud.com/Neon Steve. And we're going to keep with the funky flavors. We're bringing it back to Vancouver with the Funk Hunters. This one is called Dance Up the Lion. And if you're familiar with the Funk Hunters at all, you're familiar with their epic party rockin' vibes. Well, their tunes are made for the parties, so make sure to check out their latest EP entitled Fully Loaded, Volume 1. Yeah.
or depth of bass.
On Steve, the previous tune, the Funk Hunters play a diversity and spectrum of styles. Other tunes on the same release are like Moon Baton influenced, more electro-esque, a little bit of bass-heavy dubstep. But this one finishing up more on the funkiness. Once again, it's called Dance Up the Lion. You can find that on Fully Loaded Volume 1, an epic release done by the Funk Hunters. Now we're going to start to go into a little bit of glitch hop, brought to you by Van City's Bevy Swift. This is a remix he's done, originally done by the Cool Kids. It's called Mickey Rocks, the Bevy Swift Rocks Ego Trip Re-Rub.
Didn't even take a hit, now you're walking heavy. Didn't take a hit, now you're walking heavy. Didn't even take a hit, now you're walking heavy. Didn't take a hit, now you're walking heavy. Now you're walking heavy. Didn't take a hit, now you're walking heavy. Take your hit, now you're walking heavy. Bevy, 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 Bevy.
Swift, 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 Swift.
Bevy Swift, Bevy Swift, Bevy Swift, Bevy Swift.
Wow, I can definitely feel those bass bins rattling. Bevy Swift on the remix, originally done by the Cool Kids. That one is called Mikey Rocks. And if you like that one, it's available for free download. SoundCloud.com/Bevy_Swift. Bevy Swift, half of Glitchy and Scratchy that just, well, not just, a year and a bit ago, maybe two, released a EP on Moody Music. And now Bevy Swift, I think June is the date, June 22, will be releasing his first solo album on the same label, Moody Music. Lots of West Coast glitch hop flavors on that label. Make sure to check it out. Moody Music, M-U-T-I. Spacey, glitch hoppy vibes right there. That is brought to you by Canada's Knight Riders. Fantastic glitch hop duo. That one is originally done by Love and Light. It features Jillian, and it's called Know Us. If you like what you heard for the last hour and a half, make sure to tune in next Friday and catch me here at CITR 101.9. This show is called The Basement. Make sure to find out all the past shows you've missed and catch up, and make sure to visit me once again next week.